The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. You may talk to the experts by calling 780-496-0063 on 630 CHED.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. Nice day out there, isn't it? If you're one of those people like me who allowed themselves to get tricked into thinking spring might actually be coming because of the warm weather we've had over the last few weeks, then yesterday was no doubt a shock for you, and this morning's not much better. It's the kind of day you just want to get a big box, crawl into it, write Hawaii on the side of it, and ship yourself off to Hawaii. And if that is your plan, it might be a little bit crazy, but hey, we've got just the people you need to talk to today. Our guests on Talk to the Expert this morning are from Instabox. Eric Miller's with us, the sales manager from Instabox, and Vanessa Mace, an account manager. Welcome. And account manager and rock star, apparently, is your official title, is that right?
I guess so, according to Eric, yeah.
Nice to have you guys here. Eric, tell us a little bit about the history of Instabox. This is your first show, and people would like to get
sure.
to know you. So.
Yeah, first off, thanks for having us on. It's really nice to be here. The basic history of Instabox. The concept of Instabox originally started in England, where the company would manufacture small white paperboard boxes, and when these would get shipped to the clients, they would get dirty. So a piece of equipment was bought to make small runs of corrugated containers to ship these little boxes in. And after a while, you know, people would just come to Instabox and just say, "Can you make us some of these boxes?" So that kind of changed the focus of the core business from the small paperboard boxes into the shipping containers. And that's kind of where it all started, and then moved to Canada about 40 years ago.
Now, when it moved to Canada, was it Greg Mace who started here in Edmonton?
Actually, it was his uncle. And originally, it was started in Winnipeg. And then when Greg bought the company, it moved to Edmonton.
Now, I know Greg. I was with San Anonymous. I still am with San Anonymous. I've been with them since 1984. And I have to say, on a personal note, how appreciative we are of Instabox. Because over the years, of course, we have our big boxes, the big 4x4 square boxes in all the shopping centers and a lot of the toy stores around town. And Instabox has been providing them to us at no charge for as long as I can remember, I think probably for the 40 years you've been in business here. And that is a huge donation. And every year we'd call Greg up and say, "Hi, Greg, you know, we're hoping to get 60 boxes this year," and keep our fingers crossed. You go, "Yep, we'll get them ready for you in a week or so." And it was just, it's been phenomenal. What a fantastic relationship, and thank you so much. But that's just a part of what you guys do for the city, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, we work, like you said, very closely with Santa's Anonymous. We also work with SCARS, which is Second Chance Animal Rescue. So we do a lot of work with that. We've hosted a run for them before last summer. And we do a lot of work, a lot of funding for them as well, too. Just helping out with the events that they host and all that kind of stuff as well.
Cool. Now let's talk a little bit about what happens at Instabox behind the scenes. Now you've got a warehouse here. And a warehouse in Calgary.
Well, actually, yeah, production facility.
Production facility,
yeah,
right.
And we're actually the only manufacturer with two factories in Alberta. So we have roughly 80 people employed by Instabox in the two plants. All Albertans. We manufacture everything in Alberta. We buy our board from Alberta. You know, we just want to support our local community, be part of it.
I suppose it would be efficient for you guys to have just one factory, but it probably helps out the province and helps out both markets by having two factories and able to turn product around quicker.
For sure, and it just enables us to service our customers better as well, too. If we were to have, let's say, just a factory in Calgary, we wouldn't be able to turn around an order of boxes within a day to our customers in Edmonton, just with freight and all that kind
right.
of stuff. We can just service our customers better having two factories, one in Edmonton, one in Calgary.
Now, I don't know much about the cardboard box industry. In my mind, it would seem like you'd have a whole bunch of big machines, which would be pretty limited in what they're able to turn out in terms of the size of a box. But are they fairly flexible? Like, can you just, you know, one minute you're turning out, you know, like the 4-foot square boxes we need for Santa's Anonymous, the next minute you're turning out 4-inch square boxes for like a jewelry store or something? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, basically the machines will be set up. If it's something that's too big to go on the machines, we'll fabricate it by hand if we have to.
How big a box could you make?
How big of a box do you need?
Well, I was thinking of moving my house. So, I mean, it's like 10 feet square. You could do something like that?
We've done things like that, you know, for shipping things like acoustic insulation panels, you know, where they've just been absolutely huge. And we fabricated them by hand and got them to the customer, and they got their product to the job site. So, I mean, yeah, there's not really a limit.
And now what about contents? Have you ever been asked, someone ever came to you and said, hey, I've got to ship this, and it kind of took you by surprise? Any sort of unusual shipping stories?
I think we've had people bring in deer heads and stuff like that and ask for a carton. I did have one of my clients that called me, and he was shipping out some frames that they were sending out to their clients. And I was looking at it, and I said, so what's the problem? And he's a fellow, and he says, you know, Eric, he says, when we send these out, he says, they arrive to the customer, but the glass is broken. And I looked at him, and I said, so you don't want the glass to be broken? He says, no, of course not. So I just kind of
finally
had a laugh.
Somebody who understands me.
So we fixed it, and we got things working for him, so that was great.
We just like to make people happy.
Yeah.
We're talking to Eric Miller, sales manager of Instabox, and Vanessa Mace, account manager and rock star of Instabox. And where's the, you're located at 16208 114th Avenue. Now, do you have a walk-in store? Can people just come in and shop for stuff there?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have people there. We have a little bit of a showroom, some examples of custom stuff that we've done, as well as all the samples of our stock boxes that we carry there as well, too. So people can walk in, buy one stock box if they want, or come in, walk in, inquire about some custom boxes that they're looking at getting done up as well, too.
I was wondering about that as well. So if an individual like myself, I imagine the main business for Instabox would be manufacturers in Edmonton who put together thousands of a product, and you guys work with them to put their boxes together. But if I had a specific thing I wanted to have shipped, and I needed to have you build a box from scratch for it, you could do that as well, just like a one-off?
Yeah, we can do that. And if it's not our core business, but we'll do it. I mean, we'll accommodate anyone. We have a lot of people that'll walk in, you know, if they're, you know, they're shipping something, you know, that's an antique, or, you know, a sewing machine or something that's, you know, that's worth thousands of dollars, you know, and they want to protect it. So, I mean, we've built a box for that product, and, you know, it's got from A to B.
Yeah, we really have no minimums as well either. We will run off just one box if needed. Any quantity the customer needs, we can do.
It's great to have that kind of flexibility. Have there been any sort of advances in cardboard? I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but I imagine cardboard today was it sort of a classic material? It's what we have today is the same material we were using 40 years ago?
Not in 40 years. It's been pretty much the same. I mean, there's been advances in some of the, you know, the big manufacturers where some of the equipment will be more high-tech and faster. That's not really the focus of our business. I mean, we want to focus on, you know, anybody needing, you know, 250 to 1,000 boxes kind of thing. That's kind of our focus. But we do have clients that, you know, they've grown bigger than that probably should be buying from somebody else, but just out of, you know, liking working with Instabox over the years, they've chose to stay with us. So they've shown that loyalty.
Now, you were mentioning off the air that you also help a client out by helping to manage their inventory, working with them, and talk a little bit about that process.
We've got a few clients where we do a vendor-managed inventory program, so that, you know, we'll go in and count their boxes and count their inventory, you know, every week, every couple of weeks, whatever it happens to be, because we're set up that we can manufacture things just in time. So, I mean, we can manufacture things overnight, or if we know that they're going to need them in a week, we'll do that as well. So it just adds some value to what we're doing for the client, so that they're not overstocked in boxes, and it just works. It's a two-way relationship that works really well for both of us.
I think that's important for people to know, too, is that there is a fairly short turnaround time And again, I think for people outside the industry, they don't really know what happens behind the scenes. It's sort of like magic to them. But for you guys, it's your day-to-day job. You look at it and take a job, and you can turn it around. What's an average turnaround time for you?
It totally depends on the style of box. If you're just looking for a plain standard craft shipping box, standard production time for something like that is about 5 to 7 business days, as well as if they want a 1-color, 2-color print, same type of thing, 5, 7 business days. Once we start getting into a little bit more complicated die-cut box, full-color stuff, something with a little bit more of a larger quantity, those do tend to take a little bit longer of a production time just because of the way they're manufactured. So for something like that, it's about 2 to 3 weeks in and around there.
Now, do you have an art and design team working for you in the background, too? Like, I'm just thinking with some of the boxes. Some boxes, if you go with full color, they can be kind of really interesting looking.
A lot of times people will deal with a graphic artist who will put together that and will work with their graphic artist or their design team. So we'll do that, too.
Just let them know the specifications you need for the box and get into production. We're talking to Eric Miller, sales manager, and Vanessa Mace, account manager from Instabox. If you'd like to give them a call, if you have some boxing needs, you can give them a call at 780-452-9522. You can also check out their website, www.instabox.com. If you have a question for them, by all means, give us a call, 496-0063. You can text us at 630-630. We'll be back with more. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Buddy Holly, the Everly Brothers, Patty Page, Chuck Berry, and you? 630 CHED invites you to attend the best rock and roll graduation party of all time. Oh boy, Buddy Holly, at Jubilations Dinner Theater in West Edmonton Mall. Don't miss a fun-filled evening with fantastic music and a new Jubilations show that's so good, you'll rave on about it. Catch Oh Boy, Buddy Holly before the cast rocks and rolls out of town. For your chance to win tickets to our listener appreciation night hosted by Eileen Bell at Jubilations, head to 630CHED.com.
Hey, it's Matt Hendricks.
And Luke Gazdick.
Gaz, did you hear Edmonton Motors sells more than just Cadillacs?
Yeah, and I just picked up a sweet High Country Silverado from Edmonton Motors.
Yeah, me too. Not only did I pick up an awesome Chevy truck, but I also received the awesome Cadillac experience.
Yeah, Andy, these guys are real pros. Top shelf.
If you want to score a great Chevy truck with the Cadillac experience, visit EdmontonMotors.com.
That's EdmontonMotors.com.
Edmonton Motors, downtown Jasper Avenue.
I love her, so it really hurt when I ditched her that night after she broke down. I looked back and she just sat there, blinking.
Every relationship has rough patches, even the one with your car. So get an AMA membership and treat your baby to roadside assistance. It's easy to join. With memberships starting from $82 a year, it'll be the best money you've ever spent.
I'll never abandon her again, and I'm going to make it up to her with a full body wax.
AMA, you're practically family.
The Greens are an environmentally responsible family. Mrs. Green shops with reusable bags, Mr. Green drives a hybrid, and the kids recycle. So when it came time to update their kitchen, they chose Reface Magic. Eco-friendly and affordable cabinet refacing creates less waste by using your existing cabinets. The environment is protected, plus Reface Magic also saves you time and money. Knowing this makes the Greens feel great every time they walk into their new kitchen. Call Reface Magic for your free in-home consultation. Online at refacemagic.ca.
With some of the best skiing and snowboarding of the season still to come, Skier Sport Shop is celebrating with some great deals for you and your entire family. Peak Performance and Arc'teryx outerwear, 20% off. All K2, Never Summer, Salomon and Niche snowboards, 20% off. And Skiers has a great tuning department, so don't forget to get your skis and boards in here before you head out for a great day on the hill. Skier Sport Shop, 109th Street, just south of the High Level Bridge, and at skiersportshop.com. See you on the slopes.
Have you ever wondered why funerals are so expensive? Well, those days are over. I'm John Loriano from Trinity Funeral Home. At Trinity, we bring you the highest level of service and value. Our packages are very affordable and easy to understand. For instance, our value cremation is only $7.95. That's $7.95 for a complete cremation. Plus, there are no hidden fees or extra charges. Visit TrinityFuneral.com and see why thousands of families have and continue to trust us in their time of need. Trinity Funeral Home, Edmonton's best value guaranteed.
Stony Plain's most prestigious address, Genesis on the Lakes, has now entered phase two.
More homes, more options, more opportunities to match you with your dream home.
Genesis features a 7-acre lake, plenty of green space, ponds, and beautiful treed walking trails.
Building in phase two, Ashton, Caribbean, Fox Maple, Sierra, Rococo, and Stellar Homes.
From single and multi-family units to half-acre estate lots, starting from just $174,500.
Visit genesisonthelakes.ca. Follow on Twitter at Jen on the Lakes.
Warm up your winter with Albert's. Four hot new specials are making their way to a table near you. Try Albert's four new meal creations, including chicken pot pie, jumbo beef tortellini, Mediterranean flatbread, and crispy chicken barbecue flatbread, which includes crispy bits of breaded chicken, green onion, diced tomato, cheddar, and matzo spread atop artisan flatbread crowned with a drizzle of barbecue sauce and ranch dressing. Albert's winter warm-ups, available now at Albert's Family Restaurant. Try one or more today.
Does your organization aim to establish and strengthen collaborations with Indigenous partners? We can help. The 3-day Indigenous Partnership Development Program through Executive Education at the University of Alberta begins January 19th. For more, visit executiveeducation.ca.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Eric Miller, Sales Manager, and Vanessa Mace, Account Manager from Instabox. I have to keep correcting myself so I don't say Instagram. My wife has me on a 12-step program for my social media addiction, but I'm trying to get over that. But Instabox, a well-known name in Edmonton. You guys have been around for 40 years and, of course, big supporters of Santa's Anonymous and helping out a lot of other companies. Packaging is really a big part of people's business, isn't it?
For sure it is. I mean, anybody who's in manufacturing needs something to send their product out in, right? I mean, we work with a lot of customers who get printing done on their boxes, and we like to advocate this to everybody. So many people end up reusing boxes.
Right.
It's kind of a known fact that boxes, once you send them out, are reused about 5 to 7 times. So we like to tell people, I mean, why not have your boxes make you money instead of cost you money, right? I mean, it's cheap advertising. You pay X amount of money for just a little print plate, and we can do just a simple 1-2-color logo on your box, get your phone number on there, company
name,
website, all that kind of stuff, right? And ship them out. It looks nice and professional, and then your boxes get passed around, and you never know whose hands they can end up in, right?
Now, have you had any instances specifically where you know that someone has made money through business that they've seen that way?
We actually had a client that was getting printed boxes. He was a printer, and he got his website and his 1-800 number put on the boxes, as well as his company logo, and he was telling me, he says, yeah, he says, our box got used a bunch of times over and over again, and somebody called me from North Carolina, of all places, and we got talking back and forth, and we ran an order for them that more than paid for our order of boxes. He said, so my boxes really did pay for themselves that time.
Now, you had another story, too, about someone you were working with, a customer who kept saying no to you, and you tried to come in and meet him. And we were talking on yesterday before you came on the air. You said you'd worked with this gentleman, tried to become a customer.
Yeah, there's been a few like that. Just being persistent and whatnot, you know, and just working on the relationship. Anyway, I called on this fella, and we got along really well. And he said, Eric, he says, you know what? He says, you seem like a really good guy. He says, but I'm really happy with where I'm getting my stuff right now. So, I'm going to keep getting that because I have no reason to switch. And I said, that's great. I said, do you mind if I give you a call in 6 months and come visit you again just in case something happens? And he says, sure, that's no problem. He says, I'm still not going to buy anything from you. I said, that's fine. So I called him and went and saw him again in 6 months. And this happened, for probably about 4 years, 5 years. And I was due to call him again. And I get a call about 2 weeks before I was supposed to go and see him. And he says, kid, you better get in here. He says, here's your opportunity. Something just happened. So I went in and I saw him, and he says, we need these, we need, you know, this quantity, you know. He gave me all the details of what he wanted. So went back, worked on pricing, and he started ordering from us. And about 5 or 6 years later, he gives me a call, and, you know, and he'd been buying boxes from us for this whole time, and he gives me a call. He says, I need you to get in here. You need to come and see my boss. And I thought, what? I said, am I in trouble? Uh-oh. I said, am I in trouble? And he says, just never mind. He says, just get in here and see us. He says, when can you make it over? And I'm thinking, you know, what did we do? Or what did I do? So I said, I'll be over there this afternoon. So he brings me in, and he says, yeah, you can just sit outside of his office. He says, he'll be right with us. So I'm sitting there all by myself, just terrified, because I don't like to do, you know, an injustice to anyone, or think that maybe we, you know, made a big mistake. So I'm sitting there about 5 minutes, and then the door opens. He says, come on in. And he says, we just wanted to present you guys with this award for being one of our top vendors.
What a great story.
And he says, so, you know, thanks for keeping on pounding on our door all those years ago. So it was great. So I took the award back, because I was nervous as heck, you know, about this whole thing. So I took the award back, and I said, this is what we got. So we put it on the counter, and so it's been great. It still sits there.
Well, tell me a little bit about the culture behind the doors at Instabox. I know that Greg is he's been involved. Is he still involved, right, with the company?
Yeah, he is there every day. He has such a passion for the company, and it's really admiring, for sure. Instabox is such a family unit. We've had people working there for 20-some years. We have such a low turnover of workers over there. Everybody truly cares for the next person, and it's just such a great atmosphere to be around. We have next generation people working there, you know. Somebody's kid comes, they grow up, they're working there now.
Like yourself, uncles, for example.
Exactly, like myself. We have plenty of stories like that. Aunts, uncles, cousins, it's just wonderful. Everybody there is just, they're all wonderful.
Well, I think that really... the customer can really sense that, too. When you work with a business that has a happy environment inside, I know it sounds kind of corny, but it does make a difference when you're dealing with somebody and they have a happy, positive environment. And I think it impacts everything that happens within the company, too, with the way things are produced and the product that comes out of it.
Well, yeah, and we had a couple people retire last year in production. The one fella, you know, we had a lunch. You know, a nice luncheon that was catered, and, you know, Greg went up and he said, you know, Dennis, he says, you know, I just want to thank you for working here for all these years. He said, you know, it's been great having you here, and just thank you. And he just burst out crying, and he just said, thank you for letting me work here for all these years.
Oh, that's a great story, too.
So it was pretty touching.
We're talking to Eric Miller and Vanessa Mace from Instabox. If you have any questions about boxes, shipping, packaging, give us a call at 496-0063. You can call them directly, 780-452-9522. You can also check out Instabox.com. We'll be back with more. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Driving a car can be exhilarating.
Whee-hoo!
Driving a luxury car can be empowering.
Mr. Murphy, I demand a raise.
I like your style, Johnson. How does 20% sound?
But driving a Lincoln will give you special powers like performance and stability. Put winter under your spell in a new Lincoln MKC from Kosh Lincoln. With intelligent all-wheel drive plus the comfort of luxurious leather-trimmed heated seats, you'll take on the road ahead with ease. Visit Kosh Lincoln for details. 2 blocks north of the White Mud on Gateway Boulevard. Online, Kosh Lincoln.com.
Petro-Canada understands you, Canadian winter driver. You drive with your seat further back to fit your snowsuit. You own a 16-foot telescopic snow brush with scraper. You even bought a toque for your dashboard bobblehead. At Petro-Canada, we're Canadians too. That's why we put winter gas in all our gasoline to improve cold engine starts and help prevent fuel line freezing. Winter gas. Extra protection at no extra cost. Exclusively at Canada's gas station. Petro-Canada.
When choosing a new floor, there are no rules, but BFC makes it as easy as 1, 2, 3. For over 3 decades, the Builders Floor Center family has become the flooring experts for Edmonton and the surrounding area, so you don't have to be. Knowledgeable consultants will help you every step of the way with a large product selection and top quality installations to transform your home into the place you want it to be. Come in today and just let the ideas flow. Builders Floor Center, where great floors begin. 4132 99th Street and at bfcflooring.com.
You wouldn't toss away a diamond if you had nowhere to wear it, or throw away a car if there was no room for it in your garage. So, why throw away theater, concert, sporting event, or even movie passes? Kids Up Front recognizes the tremendous value of every unused ticket, transforming that very same ticket into an experience of a lifetime for a deserving child. With your donation, Kids Up Front can continue to help heal, bond, and unite. Donate to Kids Up Front. Visit kidsupfront.com.
6:30 Ched. News, traffic, and weather together.
Good morning. It's 11:30 from the 6:30 Ched 24-Hour News Center. I'm Morgan Smith. The low price of oil means as many as 25,000 jobs are being slashed in the oil patch. That's the word from Alberta's Job, Skills, Training, and Labour Minister Rick McIver. He says we could see a 22% increase in the number of jobless in Alberta. But he says Alberta's unemployment rate will still remain balanced even with the increase. Human rights advocates are expressing worry over the Harper government's new anti-terrorism legislation. The BC Civil Liberties Association is worried about elements of the bill that would give police greater powers to go after terrorist propaganda online. Policy Director Michael Vaughan says criminalizing people's words and thoughts is misguided and won't make Canadians any safer. Federal Privacy Commissioner Daniel Tarian is also concerned. He says it appears the legislation would allow government departments and agencies to share anyone's personal information. A spokesperson for Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird says the appointment of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe as the new head of the African Union is incredibly disappointing and tarnishes the reputation of the AU. The 90-year-old Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since 1980, has been accused of serious human rights violations, including using violence to win elections. He was named leader of the 54-nation AU yesterday during its two-day summit in Ethiopia. Rap music icon Marion Shugan Knight has been booked on suspicion of murder in California. It follows a hit and run in the L.A. area community of Compton that left one man dead and another injured. Knight's lawyer says his client was the victim of an attack and his vehicle accidentally struck the man as he was trying to escape. If convicted, Knight could face up to 30 years in prison. Your 6:30 Ched weather now today. Slight chance of afternoon flurries with a high of minus 13. Clear sky tonight and a low of minus 20. Minus 12 tomorrow with a chance of late day flurries. It's minus 16 in Edmonton. Your next news at 12 noon. I'm Morgan Smith for 6:30 Ched. News on demand at 630ched.com.
This report brought to you by Consumer Choice Award winner Alberta Truck and Auto Sales for automobile dealer pre-owned. Visit them today at albertatruckandauto.ca.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 Ched. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 Ched.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by the good people from Instabox. Eric Miller, the sales manager, is with us, and Vanessa Mace, account manager and rock star. So why exactly do you call her the rock star?
Just because she's just amazing. I mean, of all the people I've ever tried teaching about sales in my career, she's the first person that's just really got a hold of it, because sales is not anything difficult to do. I mean, it's just, you know, doing what you say you're going to do for people. Don't lie to people. And just be honest and follow up when you say you're going to follow up. It's really simple. So, I mean, she just has been doing that and just excels.
And Vanessa, what's your philosophy on sales?
I mean, I was taught by Eric, so I have kind of the same viewpoint as him. Persistency, for sure. Following up with people is very, very important. And just saying what you're going to do. You know, don't lie to people. Don't promise things that you can't do for them. And just stay true to your word.
Good. Now, I was just looking at your website. Very comprehensive website you have there. If people are interested in checking out Instabox.com is the website. You have a little video here with a little cartoon guy. You dream it, we'll make it.
He's awesome. Watch him.
I'd play it, but no, with my technological know-how, I'd start playing this, and then the whole thing would be on the air, and I wouldn't be able to get it off or stop it. So
That's not a bad thing.
You are a salesperson. Now, I'm checking out the boxes here, too, that you have. And people, I guess on the website, people can go on board and ask for a quote or check out what it's going to cost to have some boxes ordered.
Correct, yes. We have a little thing in there where people can send requests online to get boxes quoted out, or if they just have any inquiries about our services, what we can do for them, they can send off, it's just a generic email that they can send off, and it'll get redirected to somebody back at our office, and they'll send it off to the right person, and we get back to them as soon as possible within a few business days for sure.
Also got a section on learn about boxes, job openings, that, and some of the boxes you have featured on the main site are kind of intriguing. Like, you've got one that looks like a display box with a little background and lots of nice visuals on it, all your technical boxes. And the boxes with the little windows, like with the boxes you buy the dolls in, it's got the little plastic windows. You do those as well?
Can do anything.
Wow.
If you want it, we can do it.
Even lime green boxes. Those are pretty cool. Who are those for? Do you remember?
Lime green?
Yeah, you got this really cool lime green lime box green that one. On. Yeah, I'm just throwing things at you.
We need more purple boxes.
Okay.
I love purple. And you're wearing a purple shirt. That's one of my favorite colors. That's a great, great idea.
Instabox colors.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah. Purple everywhere.
There you go. All right, let's talk a little bit more about... you guys are a fairly big company. You are located across Alberta, Edmonton, and Calgary, but you're also in Vancouver. Whereabouts?
There's basically a sales office there where just the number okay. comes to Edmonton and Calgary.
But primarily, this is a locally grown company, yep. made in Edmonton, and serving Alberta. And now, is there a lot of industry in Alberta that requires boxes?
Lots.
Well, who are some of your big... what industries are big users of boxes?
A lot of instrumentation businesses, so oil field related things, gaskets, that type of
yeah.
stuff.
Anybody, I mean, printers, food industry.
Yeah, I guess when you think about it, like
anybody
even,
that would manufacture anything.
Yeah, metal manufacture, like anything, really.
Exporters.
Yeah, electrical stuff.
Pizza.
Food delivery companies.
That's right. Yeah.
Just everything.
And then, of course, as we talked about before, it's not your key business, but if someone does have a very specific request, like, for example, the one guy who wanted to send out a deer head or a moose head or whatever it was, needed a specific box, might be able to walk into your location on 114th Avenue and actually find one that would work for him. Or if it was something that was absolutely critical, that was shipped a certain way and he needed the exact precise box, he can have a box custom made.
Yeah, we'll measure it up with the moose caliper and make him a box.
It's like your bat utility belt. You're never far from your moose caliper. That's right. You always want to make sure you have the moose measured up just perfectly. We're talking about boxes with Eric Miller, sales manager of Instabox, and Vanessa Mace, the account manager and rock star from Instabox. You can give them a call. You're not open today, so imagine if they want to give you a call, they can call you next week. 780-452-9522. You can also check out their website, www.instabox.com. They've got a little video on the homepage. You can also contact the Instabox team through the website, send a request. It's all there. You can also give them a call right now if you like here if you have a question, 496-0063, or text us at 630-630. We'll be back with more. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Teletoon Tonight is reloading a new season of Archer, TV's most shameless secret agent.
You don't know me!
With all new missions.
I'm not a CIA schoolgirl. This is a cakewalk for a real spy.
And all new demented hilarity.
How could you be that excited to be in a frickin' avalanche?
I have kind of a weird bucket list.
Don't miss TV's most not safe for work workplace comedy.
We are gonna have to establish some ground rules.
They're just gonna get broken.
Watch all new Archer, Thursdays at 10, only on Teletoon Tonight.
If the only things Santa left under your tree for Christmas were tube socks and tidy whities, cheer up, Buttercup. Head to Go Auto for the Gift to You event. Choose from over 8,000 cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans. Plus, this month, you pick your own gift with every purchase. Get a Samsung flat screen HD TV, iPad Air, an Xbox One.
Let's play.
Or a $500 gift card for Klondike Cycle. Why shop Go Auto besides the clear out prices on remaining 2014s? Get go-kart customer rewards, free service loaners, and Go Auto has no admin fees, meaning the price you see is the price you pay. Plus, our sales consultants are paid the same on every every vehicle. Fixed commission sales mean we're only interested in finding the perfect ride for you. The Go Auto Gift to You event is on now. Call our 24/7 Happy to Help hotline at 777-7777 or visit goauto.ca for a dealership near you.
Whether it's your furnace or hot water tank, breakdowns always seem to happen at the worst possible time. Repairs are expensive and qualified professionals are hard to find. Fortunately, there's Direct Energy Home Services. I know, you're probably thinking, is that the same Direct Energy I get my gas and electricity from? Well, it is. Direct Energy Home Services has certified technicians in the Edmonton area ready to maintain, repair, or replace your heating equipment. For peace of mind, go directly to directenergy.com/Alberta.
When choosing a new floor, there are no rules, but BFC makes it as easy as 1, 2, 3. For over three decades, the Builders Floor Center family has become the flooring experts for Edmonton and the surrounding area, so you don't have to be. Knowledgeable consultants will help you every step of the way with a large product selection and top quality installations to transform your home into the place you want it to be. Come in today and just let the ideas flow. Builders Floor Center, where great floors begin. 4132 99th Street and at bfcflooring.com.
It's easy to remember the needs of our inner city during the holidays, like Christmas and Easter. The truth is, poverty exists all year round, and every single day there are Edmontonians struggling just to get by. The Mustard Seed is here to help. Your donation today provides food, clothing, and much more for the Mustard Seed community. You can help to change your community every day of the year. Please donate today. Visit theseed.ca.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by the good people from Instabox. Eric Miller is with us. He's the sales manager from Instabox here in Edmonton. And Vanessa Mace, account manager. You can find out more about Instabox at www.instabox.com. In our last segment, you mentioned that you guys do a lot of work with the oil industry. And, of course, now everyone's running around Chicken Little. The sky's falling. How does the drop in oil prices impact you guys?
I mean, it affects everybody, obviously, right? But you know what? Sometimes during these times, we actually tend to get busier. We can help those companies out, you know, the large oil corporations that would maybe purchase thousands and thousands of boxes at a time.
Right.
They can come to us, and we could run off a couple hundred of them just to get them by, and they could use the cash flow that they would have used on boxes on something else. Because we have such quick turnaround times, too, I mean, they'd never run out of boxes, so we could send them off a couple hundred every couple weeks or so, or whatever they needed.
Help them just kind of control costs.
Correct, and control their inventories and all that.
Yeah. And as far as the low oil prices, Instabox has been through low oil prices, you know, 5 or 6 times over the years, and, you know, come out of it stronger on the other end when things start getting better. So it's just a testament to a really well-run company. You know, with Greg and our general manager, Rick.
You talk about the fact that you guys have been here for over 40 years, roughly. Talk a little bit about how Greg got started in the business.
Well, Greg got started, he bought the company originally from his uncle. And so he was basically selling boxes by day, making them by night.
Wow.
And that's
a good old-fashioned work ethic, isn't it? Where you're selling by day and working by... So clearly, you weren't a two-factory, 80-person operation back in those days.
No,
definitely not.
You were a one-guy operation.
Yeah, a one-man show.
So he hired... The first employee was our general manager, Rick Bain, who now runs Calgary. And he's our general manager for both plants. But Rick was, as Greg puts it, this kid that came and worked for him, and for quite a while he worked for nothing, and was sleeping in his car. And so they'd go out, they'd sell boxes by day, make them by night. And
he doubled the size of the company. He hired this guy. Yeah,
growing. Okay. Yeah.
And so I mean, it just kind of grew from there. And I remember years ago at a Christmas party, Rick said to us, he says, yeah, there's a lot more people than our very first Christmas party. He says, our first Christmas party, he says, was Greg and me, a six-pack of beer and a pizza in the shop. So
that's a great history, though. I mean, Greg just must be so ingrained in everything in the company, because they've just watched it grow from nothing to what it is today.
Definitely, and I think that's why it's so successful. Both of them just have such a passion and a drive for the company, and like I said, it's just so inspiring to all of the rest of us that work there, and just makes us all want to work harder for them.
The sort of family-run values you can't beat, and I think Edmonton and Alberta really embrace that kind of a company. I mean, do you find that sort of works to your advantage when you walk in it? People know the company and they know how you operate, and that matters to them?
I think so. I mean, we've got, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of clients for a long time. I mean, clients that, you know, that I ended up dealing with when I first started at Instabox. I mean, basically I was given a box of cards and told to go knock on doors, and if I sold something, you know, I got to stay. So I've been dealing with a lot of those clients, not literally, but figuratively. No. So I've been dealing with a lot of the clients that, you know, I ended up meeting over the years. And so, you know, I mean, they know, you know, I've had Greg out to visit them on occasion. And, you know, Vanessa has come to see a lot of my clients that are long-term clients. And, you know, you become part of their family, too. So it's, you know, it really is more than just business. You know, people don't buy from businesses. People buy from people.
Yeah. You're not just selling boxes, you're selling relationships as well, too, and you just meet so many wonderful people. It's great.
But at the same time, you have to have a good product.
For sure.
I mean, I think there's a sort of this wonderful cowboy we can do spirit here in Edmonton and across the province. I think it really identifies who Alberta is. But ultimately, we want a good product value for our money, and you guys are very well known for doing that as well.
I think we're the best.
And that's a completely unbiased opinion right there.
Totally unbiased.
I think I'd have to agree with him. Yeah, definitely the best.
Okay, that pretty much settles it then. We've got two opinions. We're talking to Eric Miller, sales manager, and Vanessa Mace, account manager and rock star from Instabox. If you'd like to give them a call, if you have any specific box needs that you require, the phone number is 780-452-9522. You can find out more about Instabox and, in fact, even request a quote through Instabox.com. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 496-0063. You can also text us at 630-630. This is Talk to the Experts. We'll be back in just a moment on 630 Chad.
Fill the net and help find the cure. 630 Chad and Booster Juice are making sure everyone is a winner this Oilers season. For every Edmonton Oilers goal, Booster Juice is donating $25 to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. That's right. When the Oilers score, we all win. 630 Chad and Booster Juice. Together, we are making progress towards prevention and a cure for juvenile diabetes. To see how much money has been raised, go to the Oilers page at 630chad.com.
When it comes to buying a compact car, you've got a couple of great choices. But there's one that really stands out. One with models and trims for every taste. One where steering wheel audio controls and Bluetooth come standard. One with legendary dependability and value. One we like to call Corolla. And right now, if you get the 2015 Corolla during Toyota's Boxing Month event, you don't pay for 90 days. When you look at it like that, it's not really a choice at all. The 2015 Corolla. It's the only choice.
Constable David Wynn lived and died a hero.
By sacrificing his very life so that we all might live better lives.
He leaves a nation in mourning.
He was the consummate community police officer who loved being a part of this community.
At times like these, we look for ways to honor sacrifice and show support. A family support fund has been established in the memory of David Wynn, and to also provide assistance to Auxiliary Constable Derek Bond. Donate at any CIBC across Canada. Learn more at 630ched.com.
Hey, Janet, got you a coffee.
Thanks, Mark. Stay kitty! Hey, I have a question for my State Farm agent.
It's got to be car insurance, Tim 16 now, right?
Oh, yes, Katie Pass.
I'll put some options together. Oh, and we should have a look at your retirement plan.
Oh, that sounds great too, Katie. Woo! Which one's your daughter again?
The goalie.
So, retirement.
Personalized one-on-one service from real local people. Visit statefarm.ca or call 1-877-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
Are time and gravity killing your feet?
Are your legs heavy or sore? Whether you have heel pain, chronic swelling, or tendonitis, Capilano Rehab Center is able to offer you personalized care and modern pain relief without surgery and drugs. Their advanced treatment programs, including radio shockwave, custom orthotics, and K-laser, can effectively relieve your pain and help you get back on your feet. Call Capilano Rehab Center today at 466-1104 for your appointment. Capilano Rehab Center, helping you wake up to pain-free living.
Does your organization aim to establish and strengthen collaborations with Indigenous partners? We can help. The three-day Indigenous Partnership Development Program through Executive Education at the University of Alberta begins January 19th. For more, visit executiveeducation.ca.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hooker, joined today by Eric Miller, the sales manager, and Vanessa Mace, account manager from Instabox. You probably have heard of Instabox. Instabox has been with us. Eric, you're the pro. Why don't you tell people who just joined us a little bit about the history of Instabox?
Well, we've been in Alberta for 40 years. The Calgary location has been with us. Could be corrected, but probably 25 to 30 years. What happened was we bought a competitor down in Calgary, and then we've got the two factories. So we are the only box manufacturer with two factories in Alberta. So we can service people, service our clients better than anyone.
And that is important that you have two factories, because you could easily have combined everything into one factory. It would probably have made a lot of sense financially to do that. But then where you would have lost out is in, you know, the face-to-face contact, I guess, with clients and being able to turn things around faster, being right in their market. So although it's maybe a bit more of a challenge for you guys trying to operate two factories, it's really a win for all your customers.
So it's a win for all of our customers and of course, all of our employees. I mean, you know, they've been with us for a long time. So, I mean, we always want to make sure that they've got somewhere where they, you know, want to come and work, too. But the biggest thing is it is to look after our clients, you know, because there's just certain things that we wouldn't be able to do. And like you say, it would cost a lot less to close one of them and just try and service everybody from one factory. But, I mean, we believe that the best way to go is to service them from the two cities, Edmonton and Calgary.
Which, yeah, I think speaks a lot to the whole way you guys do business.
Definitely, yeah. We're here to help out our customer. You know, that's who's most important.
Okay, well, let's talk about that process. Let's say you have a brand new customer, never met with them before. You're getting them on board. How do things work? Walk me through the steps.
I mean, there's different situations where customers can either come to us or we'll find them ourselves.
We'll hunt you down.
Yeah, that's definitely good. That's my job. if people can call in, depending on their inquiry, they can deal with one of our inside sales guys we have picking up the phones there. They're great, very helpful over the phone. If something is a little bit more complex, they'll send either Eric or myself out there to go visit them. It's always nice to get a feel of what the customer is doing themselves, kind of see what their manufacturing process is, exactly what their product looks like, how big their warehouse is, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of things that kind of play into how you would go about packaging their product. And so we'll go out there, visit them, help them measure stuff up, maybe give them some suggestions that they didn't think about. And that's kind of how it all starts.
Sometimes you get some interesting, I hate to use this word because it's kind of overused, but some interesting synergies when you come in with your expertise and they're working strictly on what their expertise is. And you can say, you know, we can do this, this, and this. And they kind of see the light bulb go on. Oh, yeah, we can do this differently than how we've been doing it in the past. That must be very rewarding for you when that kind of thing happens.
It definitely is. Definitely. It's kind of rewarding on both ends. You know, you're there to help them out, and they really appreciate you coming over there, helping them try to advance their business. And then from our side of things, it is rewarding because you're helping people, right? And it's very interesting, too. You get to meet so many great people and just see so many interesting things. You know, our clientele is so broad. I mean, like we were saying before, anything from food to oil-filled related things, printers, all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty interesting to see all the different places that we deal with.
And looking at your website, you guys really do turn out a world-class product right here in little old Edmonton.
Yeah.
And again, Calgary.
And Calgary. And that's right, in two locations. Any other success stories, clients you guys have that really...
You know, just a lot of it is just, you know, we've had people that have come in just to buy a bundle of stock boxes for product that they're sending out. Then after a while, they've, you know, gone on to a custom box. And, you know, instead of buying 25 boxes a month, you know, they're up to a couple thousand boxes a month. So when you just watch your clients grow from being, you know, somebody's small little operation that they're running out of their garage to some pretty major companies, I mean, that's pretty rewarding, too. And just to get to be a part of that.
Well, a lot like how Instabox, I almost called it Instagram there. I knew I would do that. Almost like Instabox, you guys went from a one-man shop where Greg was doing selling during the day and producing boxes by night, and now you've grown. Yeah. You had a great tip, too, for some of your clients and for other people out there who are doing manufacturing or doing some sort of business, to put their name on the box for a small extra cost. You can put your name, phone number, website on a box. Talk about the benefits of that.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, boxes get passed around like crazy. Some people aren't too excited about the fact that they have to purchase boxes in the first place. You know, it's a box. I mean, if you purchase a plain box, it can get passed around and you're paying for other people to use your box, right?
Right.
At least if you have your name smacked on the side of it there with a company website, phone number, when it's getting passed around, at least it's getting your name out there, right? And like we said before, you never know whose hands it can end up in.
That's right. You've had some clients who have actually realized business because their box ended up in someone's hands in a very unexpected way.
For sure, yeah. And
North Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah.
His box got used a bunch of times and ended up there.
And someone in North Carolina saw the name, number of the business, and called up and
ordered some stuff, and he sent product to North Carolina and his own product in his boxes. So, it's, you know, instead of your boxes being insurance, you know, to look after things to make sure it doesn't get broken, I mean, why not let them do your marketing, too?
It's like your business card.
That's for right. Sure, yeah.
And in terms of what people, what limits there are to boxes, it's... limited by your imagination. What, like, as you say, every time I ask you what you can do, you say, what do you want?
Yeah, you can dream it. We can build it.
And again, we should direct people to your website. If they have any questions, if you have any questions at all about Instabox, and you'd like to go check out their website, it's a very comprehensive website. They have all sorts of sections on pretty much any question you'd have to ask. They'll have an answer for you there on the website. It's instabox.com, so you can check that out, instabox.com. And their local number, if you'd like to give them a call in Edmonton, is 452-9522. So if your business requires any sort of packaging, shipping, boxes, the people you want to talk to are the pros from Instabox. Eric Miller, the sales manager, Vanessa Mace, account manager and rock star. Give them a call, 780-452-9522. Check them out online, instabox.com. Eric, Vanessa, thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the weather out there.
You thank
as well.
You so much.
Thanks
for having
us on, and thanks to everybody out there for letting us be part of their day.
Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back next week. This has been Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.